Transit bittet um Ihre Aufmerksamkeit für eine Durchsage. Folgende Personen werden vermisst: Josef Albert Kohlitz, Wien 18, 7143. Josef Kohn, Tulln, 6542. Emil König, Wien 13, 151043. Anton Koperek, Gurk, 11142. Josef Kretschmarczyk, Wien, 30343. Johann Krenn, Leoben, 15844. Karl Krivanek, Wien, 15243. Andreas Kronewitter, Zell am See, 21144. Rudolf und Elsa Kubin, Tulln, 12542. Josef Kumhardt, Salzburg, 24244. Liesel Künstler, Wien 2. Viktor Kuntschik, Wien, 7943. Anton Kutej, Gurk, 16241. Heinrich Lasky, Stein, 6445. Karl Lampert, Innsbruck, 131144. Fritz Lang, Wien. Saul Langberg, Krems. Friedrich Leider, Wien 2. Bartel Leitmann, St. Veit, 13941. Konrad Lippusch, Kleinsattel. Heinrich Lochner, Wien 15, 8943. Bernhard Leubner, Wien 8, 22665. Rosa Lustig, Krems, 31241. Franz Mager, Wien, 26243. Heinrich Meyer, Wien 18, 22345. Karl Meyer, Wien 7, 21259. Johann Maurer, Villach, 31059. Johann Mück, Wien, 13234. Peter B. Neubauer, Krems. Ilse Neumann, Innsbruck, 281038. Ernst Neuner, Krems. Otto Neururer, Stams, 30540. Thomas Nowak, Siegendorf, 14345. Katharina Oberländer, Krems. Max Oppenheimer, Wien. Josef Panzer, Wien 2. Hermann Parnass, Wien 9. Franz Karl Pieler, Volker Prodersdorf, 25545. Friedrich Pleichner, Wels, 29445. Franz Plöbst, Wien, 191242. Josef Pollack, Gurk, 25740. Sachdienliche Hinweise richten Sie bitte an Transit.
Kunstradio. Radiokunst.
Guten Abend, beim Kunstradio begrüßt Sie Heidi Grundmann. Heute hören Sie zum letzten Mal den spanischen Bildhauer Juan Muñoz in der Rolle des tricksverratenden Kartenspielers in Folge 7 und 8 einer Radioarbeit, die zu der Ausstellung Double Take in der Wiener Kunsthalle zählt. Die Ausstellung geht am 28. Februar zu Ende. A Man in a Room Gambling von Juan Muñoz.
Good evening.
Good night.
Once again, we present A Man in a Room Gambling.
A Man in a Room Gambling.
We will start today's program, if we may, with an apology. We have lost today's program somewhere, in some little memory pocket, or rather we have lost the text that we intended to read. But anyway, seeing that we promised it earlier, we are going to explain the game that the courts and the police have really got it in for, the one known as the three-card trick, or sometimes also as the Mexican roll.
Mexican three-carder.
Basically, the trick is just a card switch. A card switch that everyone has seen at some time on their own town central streets.
The three-card trick.
Using a folding table or a cardboard box covered with a cloth, the performer shows the faces of three cards and slowly lays them down in a row. He pretends to confuse the audience by moving them around on the table. Next, by way of explaining the game, he shows the face of a card and then he turns it back over.
Card.
He slips it beneath another card in such a way as to push it up until it too turns face up.
Card.
He then does the same with the third card. We wouldn't advise you to bet, because your chances of losing are 100%.
Thank you very much.
In the normal three-card trick that we explained last week, if the spectator bets without looking at the cards or at any of the action, the loss of probability would be 2-1 against him and 2-1 in favor of the trickster.
Professional.
He could conceivably break the bank.
Thank you very much.
But in this version, the ace is never the card you point to, because the trickster on the other side of the table switches the card of his choice for the one you choose.
Mexican trick.
And then switches that for the third card.
Card.
When all he seems to be doing is turning them over.
Double the number of players.
Now, let us go over it with the pack. As on every evening, take your pack of cards. Today, you don't need to shuffle because we are only going to use three cards.
Three-card trick.
Remember that one of them must be an ace. Take the three cards and lay them on the table. Face down. One after the other. Put one of them aside.
Thank you very much.
Now, take one of the two remaining cards in your right hand.
Right hand.
Hold it between the tips of your thumb and index finger, but the right side near the bottom corner, with your thumb on top.
Thumb, index finger, little finger.
Slide the free side of this card beneath the right side of the card on the table, until two-thirds of it are hidden and all that is showing is 1 centimeter at the top end. The raised corner at the bottom of the card on the table is now resting against the tip of your middle finger.
Thumb.
Now pay close attention. Slide your thumb towards the corner of the card on the table, holding it against your middle finger.
Thumb.
Carry it a little to the right and turn the lower card with the tip of your index finger.
Card. Index finger.
You mustn't show the slightest hesitation while you are doing this. When you slip the card in your hand beneath the card on the table and then turn the one in your hand as if it were the one on the table, you must do everything in a single movement. Now, slide the card on the table.
Card.
Under the third card.
Card.
And perform the same switch.
Three-card trick.
The important thing is that you should not have any hesitation, any indecision. Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Sie hörten Folge 7 von A Man in a Room Gambling von Juan Muñoz. Musik Gavin Bryars, es spielte das Balanescu-Quartett. Später in der heutigen Sendung wird Juan Muñoz zum letzten Mal das Bild eines Kartenspielers für Sie zeichnen. Zuerst aber zu einer Radioarbeit aus Schweden. Threads and Chords von Jens Hettmann und Erik Mikael Karlsson. Die beiden jungen schwedischen Komponisten verwendeten für diese Auftragsarbeit des schwedischen Rundfunks eine Mischung aus Aufnahmen menschlicher Stimmen und synthetischen Klängen, die die menschliche Stimme simulieren. Dieses Grundmaterial, das zum Teil mit einem im IRCAM in Paris entwickelten Programm generiert wurde, wurde dann im Institut für elektroakustische Musik in Stockholm manipuliert und verändert. Einige Klänge wurden mit einem Spezialkunstkopf aufgenommen, sodass eine dreidimensionale Szene entsteht, jedenfalls für diejenigen unter Ihnen, die jetzt Kopfhörer aufsetzen. Threads and Chords ist eine surrealistische, multidimensionale Reise durch Raum und Zeit. Zugrunde liegen Gedichte von Erik Mikael Karlsson, die in verschiedenen Sprachen gesprochen wurden. Threads and Chords von Jens Hettmann und Erik Mikael Karlsson.
The chords are at last installed in the pillar's control room. The interrogation cannot go.
Qu'est-ce donc qui donne dans ses yeux? Deine rauen Hände sagten es mir.
Av änglarna.
Förmörkas
i grund. Och åt vänster.
J'invite le doute à danser.
Med egna ögon.
No return that day. Etwas vis mir den Weg.
Thank you. über Dächer, um meine Stadt zu bestätigen. Du sitzt am Wegrand der Dunkelheit und singst.
Stieg näher, Ilera. O klappa Hände. I vollkommen Beständigkeit.
Elle est venue avec les nuages pour éclater aux plaintes. Elle m'a fait faire le tour du lieu parmi des prêtres. Sans maudire.
Barn blir förstörda i saltgropar av blottade invånare. Lovsång anklagar vredens glöd och nässlor bor på trösklarna. Kvarleva av maktlöshet, jublar så stolt inom dig. Hämta ögon, dubbelt igen. Hav och trång väg i blomstertid. Som lön åt alla.
Crystal clarity over the question in three dimensions.
Les objets métalliques se faufilaient en moi, sous ma peau. Pendant que je fixais mon regard sur les corps enchâssés, sauvegardés dans des cubes rouges vifs, dont le matériau m'était inconnu. Je poursuivais sans cesse une voix intérieure, pendant que le silence moulait les mains de l'embryon.
I circle striving on within fragments of a string. You say pain, and I stumble upwards in a spiral of bed linen.
Thank you.
Zum Altar schweben, wo du lagst. Ich weinte, bis der zweite Bären sichtbar wurde. Du richtest dich auf und verschwandest. Ich hörte es den Altar sagen.
Decide their time. Slowly count the gravel back and turn the cross through him. Take the short cut and scrape a line. The body suffers sawdust unsullied. He is my mantle of hair, my only mantle.
Elle est venue avec les nuages pour éclater en plainte. Elle m'a fait faire le tour du lieu parmi des prêtres, sans me dire. J'ai vomi derrière l'écurie, mais me suis rendue jusqu'au trône. Elle a embrassé une pierre blanche, marché à tâtons dans l'obscurité. Elle a pris une rose du jardin et a crié. Je savais qu'elle était venue avec les nuages. Mes nuages.
Sie hörten Threads and Cords, eine Auftragsarbeit des schwedischen Rundfunks von Jens Hettmann und Erik Michael Karlsson. Die Stimmen waren Sigrid Holmqvist, François Nieto, Timo Nissinen, Paul Pignon, Peter Reichel und Anna-Maria Thunmann. Technik Jens Hettmann und Erik Michael Karlsson sowie Erland von Heine, Ann-Christian Matzon, Marie Repitsch und Anna Torewitz. Mischung Maurice Mogart, Redaktion Bernd Berntson. Und jetzt kommen wir zum allerletzten Mal zu dem Radiobild eines kartenspielenden Mannes, das von dem spanischen Bildhauer Juan Muñoz entworfen wird und zu der Ausstellung Double Take in der Wiener Kunsthalle zählt. Die Ausstellung geht am 28. Februar zu Ende. A Man in a Room Gambling.
Good evening. Once again, we present A Man in a Room Gambling. During recent evenings, we have told you about some artifices and subterfuges that you can perform at a gambling table. All we are talking about is the ability to take whatever cards, deal them out, and turn them into a winning hand. A few times in this short exposition of the art and science of expert card handling, we have followed the opinion of the Canadian master
S.W.
Erdnaz,
Erdnaz,
that the professional is more in love with chance than with gambling as such. And it is true, what mainly distinguishes the professional is that he is driven by his love of the act of gambling, while others are motivated by greed. It is almost a rule that the beginner will win his first hand at a poker table, but will rarely have his money intact after the first hour. Talking of cards, we have shown in these evenings how to join or separate them, and how to place them where you want while you are casually shuffling. We have explained how to deal yourself an extra card and how to get rid of it in a natural and elegant way. We have taught you how to do a false cut and some of the ways of arranging cards while you shuffle. In this program, we are going to go over one of the routines again, though perhaps a little more briefly than we did last time. More than any other, this is the artifice which, if done properly, allows the professional gambler to increase his winnings so that he can then fritter them away. We are talking of dealing from the bottom of the pack. As on every evening, take your pack, shuffle, remove roughly half of the cards, because dealing from the bottom is not usually done with a full pack. It is easier and more effective when it is slimmed down. It is a norm among professionals to wait until after the discard before dealing from the bottom. Good. Good. Shuffle the half pack again. But this time, as you are doing it, put one or more cards at the bottom of the pack. Let's begin. Hold the pack in your left hand. Don't grip it tightly. Your middle finger and thumb will do all the work. Push the top card out a little with your thumb. Out, as if you were offering it for your right hand to deal. At the same time, bend your ring finger back until the tip is resting on the rim of the bottom card. Don't worry, this will be hidden by the card sticking out at the top. Now, push the bottom card a little up and sideways with your thumb. Push upwards. Notice that the top and bottom cards stick out of the pack in the same way. The top one perfectly conceals the bottom. Good. Let's continue. And now pay close attention because it all lasts a second. Move your right hand as if to take the top card. And at the moment when your right hand reaches your left hand, at that precise moment, draw back your thumb and pull the top card back, while your right finger takes the bottom card. Did you see? Did you see? Thank you very much for being with us. Good night and lots of luck.
Sie hörten die achte und letzte Folge von A Man in a Room Gambling von Juan Muñoz. Musik Gavin Bryars. Es spielte das Balanescu-Quartett. Diese Radioarbeit zählte zu der Ausstellung Double Take in der Kunsthalle Wien. Die Ausstellung ist nur noch bis zum 28. Februar zu sehen. Heute in einer Woche hören Sie im Kunstradio eine Uraufführung Pattern, Pöchlern, Fraktale, eine Audiobiografie von Herbert J. Wimmer.
Transit bittet um Ihre Aufmerksamkeit für eine Durchsage. Folgende Personen werden vermisst: Johann Pöttler, Gniegel 30645. Hans Prammer, Hallein 29443. Otto Ludwig Preminger, Wien. Michael Purgstaller, Amstetten 9743. David Rachmuth, Krems. Max Rader, Linz 4545. Franz Reinisch, Stams 21842. Peter Rogi, Leoben 211041. Franz Reuder, Obertrum 25242. Alma Maria Rosé, Wien. Johann Rottmann 15443. Cecilia Ruig, Krems 231041. Konrad Ruppert, Steyr 251044. Johann Sablatnik, Donawitz 13443. Theresia Alois und Jarmila Sachs, Krems. Henriette Shapira, Tulln 15539. Stefan Schlager, Salzburg 13338. Adolf Schmutzer, Wien 8943. Josef Schöber, Wien, 61142. Norbert Schwadron, Wien 16. Rosa Schwarz, Wien 20. Israel Otto Silberstein, Wien. Siegfried Silberstein, Innsbruck, 24638. Leopold Slaby, Wien 20, 30343. Karl Sotner, Lambach. Jura Seufer, Wien 2, 23638. Josef Stadler, Linz, 4545. Alois Steiner, Wels, 28445. Rudolf Sturm, Wien, 13443. Ada Tedesco, Bozen, 29844. Nikolaus Trajkovic, Wien, 26444. Eugenie Turteltaub, Wien 2. Michael Untenecker, Rechnitz, 30641. Richard Wagner, Leoben, 15245. Olga Weißnix, Reichenau, 26445. Egon Weiner, Wien. Adolf Wenger, Braunau. Erna Werfel, Wien 2. Josef Wild, Deutschkreuz, 241044. Georg Wurm, Gols, 19544. Alexander Zemlinski, Wien. Max Zitter, St. Veit, 30642. Ignaz Zlotschower, Kitzbühel, 15742. Und Maria Zweig, Tulln, 1339. Sachdienliche Hinweise richten Sie bitte an Transit.